Blast furnaces at steel plants release a lot of air pollution. That's because they use coking coal to convert iron ore into molten metal. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports advocates for greener steelmaking are feeling hopeful after Cleveland-Cliffs announced it would delay maintenance on its Burns Harbor blast furnace until 2027.
The bricks that line these huge blast furnaces need to be replaced every 15 to 20 years, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. Hillary Lewis is with Industrious Labs, a nonprofit that aims to decarbonize heavy industry. She says once Cleveland-Cliffs makes this expensive investment, it will want to keep burning coking coal at its Burns Harbor plant for decades.
But if they delay that decision, that gives them more time to evaluate cleaner alternatives. And so that's what we're going to continue to push for.
At least right now, it seems unlikely Cleveland-Cliffs will change its plans. In a first quarter earnings call earlier this month, the company's president and CEO said blast furnaces are here to stay. Even so, Cleveland-Cliffs is pursuing greener steelmaking at its plant in Middletown, Ohio, which would run on hydrogen and use something called direct reduced iron instead of coke. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
A quarter of all industrial greenhouse gas emissions in Indiana come from its metal manufacturers. They also top the list for most toxic releases from industrial facilities in the state.